Okay, and see, we got to sit on that, we got a table, yeah. M-1491 is tabled. So that's all this evening's business, now we'll go into old business. The first case under old business is $10,450. Mrs. Brazier, special use exception for the mini golf course has retained a.
Just take one.
Golf driving.
Mr. Chairman, I'll refrain from participating in that I wasn't here for the hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Okay, Mr. Burrow.
Yeah, I'm just sending down a little hand drawing that I made, I went out with Susan and Jenny last week, or, yeah, I guess it was last week. To look at this place, and what you're looking at the bottom are the, where they've got the tee boxes and the little building set up off the road. The people who were objecting to this were on the right-hand side, and these little loopy things, those are the nets that are existent there. There's actually a pole even further toward the road that doesn't have any connection between it and the next two poles, but these two poles have the nets, and they go up, I guess, 40, 50 feet.
50 feet, I would say.
Yeah, and they're big poles. Now, their house and their backyard goes to just about where this line is, it's about 50 yards out from the tee box. And I gotta tell you, if you're a golfer, it'd be hard to hit that house from those tee boxes at just 50 yards out. Yeah, even.
Oh, I'm not a golfer.
I mean, I've seen some bad golf shots before, but, I mean, you're almost having to go out and make a complete right-hand turn, which kind of defies the laws of physics to some extent.
I tell you, you put me on a golf course next to a groundhog, and he'd run away, man, I'd hold up, I can't hit a ball.
The point is, when you have a slice, you know, it goes up and it goes out, but to get it in there under 50 yards, which is really where the backyard ends, is really hard to do. I mean, that's a remarkable golf shot. Back here's a cornfield, I'm not sure that it makes much difference, to be honest with you, if people are hitting into the cornfield, I guess if you're sitting out there plowing it might, but that's not happening very often. I just have a hard time figuring out how the balls get over there. And Lawrence looked at it and thought about it today, and he said the same thing. I mean, you gotta, you know, it's almost like people are aiming at it to get the balls there. Now, we did see some balls at the base of the nets there, and there are some holes in it, but, you know, you gotta be a good shot to get them through those holes, too. I mean, they're not, it's not like, you know, 20 feet wide. I mean, they're like this. I don't know that helps you a whole lot, but I originally was talking about, you know, suggesting maybe putting further nets out there, but that's going to be quite an expense to put those big poles in there.
He's also talking about turning this little box.
And the problem with that is that that's on concrete, and they're all really built into the ground. I mean, it's
I know we suggested it. That's why we appreciate you going out.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's expensive.
I just have a hard time figuring out how in the world people are hitting golf balls over there. And if they are, it can't be that many. I mean, there's just not that many golf shots going that direction.
So the opposition you're saying is right up to this 50-yard line?
That's the end of their backyard.
The opposition.
And you can't even see the house from this area. There's
trees.
Not only are there the nests, but there's these trees. Big pine trees or evergreens of some sort. So you can't even see it. Not that you can't hit one. Yeah, I mean, so you're going to have to go through the net and then through the bushes into their backyard.
So if it's kind
by
of
the time
hard,
you get past 50 yards, then you're in a cornfield, and it can't be affecting them that much.
So from here, these boxes to the backyard is really kind of hard. It's possible, but it's highly unlikely.
You know, think of 100. Golfers always talk in terms of yards, but 50 yards, 150 feet, that's
pretty good
your basic lot, but.
Okay.
You know, from where these things are located over here, you have to make a pretty sharp right turn, and just to do that, I don't think I could do it now if I tried.
Well, don't you think it'd be the ones on the end? The one closest to is not going to do it. It's got to be the ones farther away.
Well, there's no way anybody could hit it into this open spot. I mean, unless they're aiming right at it.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then they shouldn't be out there anyway. Yeah.
Right. They don't need to be out there.
I think I found 10 or 15 balls there when I walked out there and looked.
Up along the fence.
Up along that fence and back in here. The only question I have is, if you went another to their line, does that satisfy them, you think?
I mean, right in here?
That's where it ends.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it can't be more than about 5 feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 5 feet, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, their lot goes way back. I think that's their cornfield, but where they've got it actually open
Open.
And not planted, there's only, you know, 5 or 6 feet in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. and it's right around the corner of that last pole. Yeah, this isn't anything really to scale, but it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I just stood out there, and I just was having a hard time picturing anybody shooting that way.
Well, best thing for us to do is tell them to fix the nets.
I think they need to be upgraded.
Fix the nets. And,
yeah, and that's, that'll...
Give them time, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to cost too much money to turn it.
Here's the other alternative is, this is, you know, it's limited to a certain period of time. I mean, he only gets 5 years maximum. You could consider doing it for on less of a, you know, less a period of time, having him come back and find out what the situation is, for example, in 2 years. And, you know, if you're still getting a lot of complaints or there's still problems, then, you know, then you can maybe start talking about them. I think somebody was mentioning you, this building isn't, you know, it could conceivably be picked up and moved. You could move these things over and then maybe tilt them a little bit, but
okay.
Maybe give them a shot at just fixing what's there and working with what's there.
What do you think, Jim?
2 years? I like that idea.
I'd go at least 2 years. I don't.
Yeah.
I would.
2 years to.
So they may get, they got any more complaints and get these holes fixed.
Yeah, just force him to come back in 2 years and then
see where they're at.
See what the situation is.
Okay,
yeah.
But in the meantime, fix the holes.
But absolutely, he'd have to fix it. I would think at a minimum, he'd have to fix the nets. And
I don't have a problem with that.
And what about a time frame on fixing nets?
The other
give
thing
him 90 days? I mean, would that be done within this 2 year period?
Oh, no, I would give him a shorter time to fix the nets. Of course, we're getting into fall now. It's going to get a lot less use for the next couple months, but I would say certainly by next.
6 months, 9 months?
By next March 1st.
So that's 6 months in, right?
Make sure he fixes the nets.
Yeah, but, you know, like 6 months to fix the nets in a 2 year.
Excuse me.
So 5 years, give him 2 years and 6 months to fix the nets.
Yeah.
That's him?
I mean, I think that would be fair. I don't know what else they can do.
I don't need
reviews
to make a motion on that then. Okay. 6 months for the nets and 2 years. A period of 2 years. Okay.
And fix nets by March 1st?
March 1st, I think we said. Did I make that motion?
So Lawrence and I'll go out there and observe a lot more next from now on.
Okay, now I have a second to that motion.
We'll get John out there to give us some
meet out there for lunch or something.
Yeah, I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,450 with the following stipulations: that the nets be repaired on before March the 1st, and that the extension be for a period of 2 years. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case approved. Next.